You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Thursday presided at the Mass of Our Lord's Supper, beginning the Triduum, or 3 days that culminate in the Easter Vigil and the celebration of Our Lord's Resurrection on Sunday. This year, the Pope chose to celebrate Our Lord's Supper with the traditional washing of the feet at a temporary welcome centre for refugees and asylum seekers located on the northern outskirts of Rome. His decision to wash the feet of the refugees has been welcomed by many activists and human rights groups calling for a political solution to the migrant crisis in Europe. Argentinian Oscar Soria is senior media campaigner with the online activist movement Avaz, which will be presenting a petition with over 1 million signatures to a UNHCR meeting in Geneva next week. Soria told me he believes the Pope's gesture sends a very important message to world leaders attending next week's summit.
It is a very powerful gesture. I think Pope Francis is following a very strong tradition with other popes that are also has been strongly advocating for refugees. That's the case of John Paul II when he was in 1987. He was very powerful in his message about protecting the people from Central America, or Benedict XVI when he was advocating for open doors policies in his messages. So I think that Pope Francis, what he's doing is very important today, but also sets a message to the upcoming high-level meeting that is hosted by the UN in Geneva on March 13.
You also say that this gesture of Pope Francis chimes very much with the Latin American tradition of hospitality, don't you?
It is, and I think that this is very important to remind to Europe that Latin America has received, and all the Americas has received, a massive wave of refugees fleeing war and starving almost 100 years ago. And Pope Francis himself, he was a son of migrants. So what we are seeing in Latin America is a strong desire to be part of a global plan to respond to this crisis, because this is a global crisis that came with global responsibility. And we need just to show that the civilization, we are having humanity, and we can tackle the worst refugee crisis that we have ever seen since World War II.
I mean, critics will say that it's a very elegant gesture that the Pope is doing towards 12 individuals, but that the problem is in the sheer numbers of migrants that are causing the crisis. In other words, we don't seem to be able, if you like, to connect the faces, or in this case, the feet, with the figures, the sheer overwhelming figures that we're facing at the moment.
I think it's an overwhelming figure, and I think it has to do first with historical responsibility for many countries that they are not doing what they need to do, which is open doors. But for instance, we see Canada, that in 1 month they resettled 25,000 people. So it is possible. And in fact, in 1979, on the crisis in Southeast Asia, the world were able to relocate 2.9 million people. So it is possible, and it is all about political will, but among all about humanity. And Holy Thursday is all about that, reminding ourselves as Christians that we need to serve the poorest of the poor.
You're going to be delivering a petition, aren't you, with over 1 million signatures to that UNHCR meeting on the refugee crisis that's taking place in Geneva next week?
Indeed. So we are going to do that. So 1.2 million people have been signing a petition asking world leaders to take leadership. And we are seeing right now a gap between people's will and political will. And we are seeing thousands of people around the world donating, volunteering, campaigning. So we are basically here to tell to all the delegates in this meeting in Geneva that a global deal needs to include an aid to host countries on the front line of the response, a legal, safe, and orderly system to enable asylum and resettlement, and allocation of fair share of responsibility for refugees among nations. So it is possible, and there is a political will that people need to see from our leaders.
Are you hopeful that this kind of demonstration of popular will for a more humane solution, are you confident that this will have some impact on the politicians gathered there in Geneva?
Well, in fact, they're already getting that impact. And we see Canada last year shamefully rejecting asylum seekers that somehow prompted, for instance, the death of this little kid, Alan Kurdi, in September. And then we are seeing, you know, the massive amount of people pushing back and telling government that this is not acceptable. And now we are seeing a new government in place having a different approach. So I think that we are seeing more and more people around the world having that level of compassion. And we see also in Argentina, where people are offering their own homes. And even in my province, which is a very humble province, we are seeing people saying, well, you know, we are not much to offer, but we have a big heart. And I think this is important. And politicians are seeing that. And I believe that such public will become in political accountability. And we'll either need to see that as well.